Simon Shimon Shin Yud Zion Sif Gimel. Okay, Matirin Beis Hatzavur Mikasher Shekeshoru Koves. So when they would wash it, sometimes with the opening of the head, the person who was the washerman would tie that together. So that's he would tie it just for the purpose of washing, and he would take it back home. The person who the owner would take it back home, and they would untie it. So Shaino Kesher Shakayama. That's not a Kesher Shakayama because it's made to just be there for that period of time and then be released. However, to open up that hole originally, the first time around, is considered being misakin mona, and the Mishabur will say tell you that the Morris actually says that case is chayiv. It's not the Rabbanah, it's the Raisa. So a case where they would have a garment and they would have like a little piece of, which has to be punched out, which wasn't fully pulled out yet. So the process of pulling that piece of garment, the piece of cloth out from would be the raisa. Now, comes along the Rambam and says, I feel kvar niftach, even in a case where it already had been one time made and opened up. But if the uman, this is now I guess the case here was not referring to the washerman, but in a case where he was doing some work on it, the tailor took it back to do some work in it, and he would close up. Sometimes they would close up that hole to allow them to do their work better. I guess I'm not sure exactly why they would do that. And he would tie it or sew it. So now open that up again is going to be usur. Based on that thought process, Osir lenatek or lachtek zug shel minalim hatfurim yachad kederach shomnim oisim avagal the tereinah shel kayama. Okay, so you bring in your pair of shoes. So what they would do is, in order to make sure that the shoes stay together, you wouldn't mix up the pair, that the woman would sew together the two pairs of shoes with these, you know, the type of thread you would use to hold leather together, and this way he would do the work on the shoes, and this pair wouldn't get lost. Now, okay, gives you back your pair of shoes, and he didn't cut that. You can't cut it on Shabbos. You can't do that. You can't. You can't pull them out, and you can't cut them. The threads that you can't pull the threads out or cut them. Obviously, he only did it for the last of the period of time while he's doing the work on the shoes. And he's going to take it out afterwards. So it's not Shakayama. It's going to be Asur. The Ein Chiluk Bitzvira Bein Shakayama or Leina Shakayama. When it comes to the Malacha of Tofer, we know by kosher there's a difference between Kayama and not. But that's not true by the Malacha of Tofer. So there's the Malacha of kosher and matir, tying and untying a knot. There's the Malacha of Tofer, which is sewing. And Kareya, which is the opposite of sewing, is tearing something apart. Both of them have in common that they're an act of combining two items, sewing two items together or tying two items together, but they're two separate malachas. And the malach of kosher, there's a difference in shakayama, not by the malach of tofer. But b'yesh matirim b'tvira shena shakayama, there is a shita which says that tvira shena shakayama is mutter. Vein lahatir b'fnei am ho'oritz. Comes along the Ramah quoting a Beis Yosef, which means that you're allowed to rely on the opinion of the Sagos Mordechai that Enesh HaKayama is mutter, and it has tremendous halachic ramifications for us, but you should not do it in front of an Amoritz. Why does it have tremendous halachic ramifications for us? Because the Rambam Paskins, and it's brought down in Simen Shin Mem, that gluing two things together is a tolda of Tofer, and taking them apart is a tolda of Kareya. So your bandage, it comes on that stuff, which the backing, which is on the back of the bandage, would be considered, putting it on there would be considered Tofer, and taking it apart is Kareya. You're not tearing anything, but separating the two items from each other is a tolda of Kareya, because the Kareya of the Gemara says, actually, the Kareya of the Gemara wasn't tearing the item, it was tearing it on the stitches. The Malacha in the Mishkan, where did you tear in the Mishkan? You would sew something, and if it didn't come out the stitches the way you wanted to, you would tear the stitches out and re-sew it. So the malacha of Tofer, Korea is taking the two items apart on the stitches. So if I glue them together, that's Tofer. I take them apart, that's Korea. So that's, yeah, there you're opening up your diapers, you know, which they have the backings. All those issues all have to do with, so what's the hetter? The hetter is 24 hours, right? Well, what's that hetter? That's the hetter in a shakayom. So the hetter of this saying, we're samakan tofer, and therefore kareya, because like we said before, one feeds into the other. Whatever's considered kosher is considered matter. Whatever's not considered kosher is not considered matter. The same thing over here, whatever's considered tofer is considered kareya. So if it's not considered tofer, putting it together for less than 24 hours is not considered kareya, taking it apart. So there are tremendous ramifications of this Rambam over here. He says you just shouldn't do it in front of an Amoritz because he will you know, not understand it, and he will overextend the het. Of course, the next question is, what are we? Right? If you know, like, you know, I just told you this major het. One second, you know, like, we're all Amoratzim, so why are we doing this? Okay, it's a problem. So the Mishnah is caught in Chaf Aleph. So the person is untying this knot which the washerman would put there, because it's not shakayama. Shana also these kaim rak achikhanu balabais the basic. It's made just to last until the balabais takes it home. Now, fascinating question over here. What about that might be more than 24 hours, might be less than 24 hours? Is the point because the balabais normally would always take it home before 24 hours? Or since when I'm putting it together, I am extremely comfortable with giving it back whenever, which might be in 3 seconds from now, might be 3 days from now. But since I'm willing to get it back now, less than 24 hours, it's called Enoshal Kayama, even though it might end up lasting more than 24 hours. Right? You follow what I'm saying? Right, he's saying it's called Enoshal Kayama because the washerman, when he would get them, he would tie them together. This way he could wash them. And then he would only do that till then. And then when the Baal Bais would take it home, he would untie. So it's not made to last, Enoshal Kayama. Well, it depends when the Baal Bais comes. But since I am willingly, as far as I'm concerned, it's just until then, which might happen at any moment. So I didn't make it a Enoshal Kayama. And again, it has nafkaminas back to our case. Okay, so the company makes the bandages, and they put them in the box. You know, they might sit in the shelf for 6 months. But the company would be extremely happy. They should sell them immediately, and they should be opened up tomorrow. You know, we should have all of our, everybody should, you know, Johnson & Johnson would be very happy. Everybody in the world would get a lot of cuts, and use up all the bandages, you know, immediately, and they have to make more bandages. Right? So they're willing to do it immediately. So Shlomo Zalman raises this question. In other words, or the other applications of, you know, we want to open up a bag, so you want to open a bag on the place where it was heat sealed, so that's considered a kareya. Mm-hmm. Right? But it wasn't, you know, Frito-Lays is very happy that, you know, we should pull it apart within 24 hours. So interesting, so Shlomo Zalman, by the case of Frito-Lays, he didn't say Frito-Lays, but you know, he says the case of that he says that's in Shakayama because it can be used immediately. In the case of the bandages, he's machmir. Huh. And the Shir Shabbos Kiddush.
Right, so what's the
If I recall correctly, I mean, he quotes on the footnote. I don't recall that he says a hesber. I think that the chiluk is, when you buy a bag or whatever it is, the nature is, you know, the nature of a box of bandages is you're not going to use all of them the first day you buy it. That's not the way it's made. Right? So you want to tell me that I'll buy the thing immediately and I'll open up the box, open up the bag. Okay, that I understand. But over here, you can't say, but I'm opening up the bag and then open up every single bandage inside the bag because that's also kareya. That already is not mistaper. Some say, no, I'm sorry that, you know, that's very nice, but the mice, unless you specifically had intent to open up within 24 hours that day, then it's going to be a problem. And we are mako on that this point.
The other question I have about this is: we're only going by the definition of how long it's going to be that way? Because really, the intent of all of these things is so that it can be opened, though, and we don't care about that at all. I mean, like,
well, a lot of things. I mean, let's rephrase your sentence. They clearly want that bag to stay closed while it's in transit, and they clearly want that bag to stay closed while it's on the shelf. You're not going to buy an open bag.
Right.
But they want it to be sold as quickly as possible, and you should open it up. Right? But the chances are very good that's not going to be necessarily in 24 hours from the time that that bag was sealed.
Right.
I tie my Sefer Torah up on Shabbos. I'm clearly planning to untie that Monday morning. I want it to tie. I don't want to leave the Sefer Torah wrapped up. I want to untie it Monday morning, but I want it to be tied until then, till Monday morning. Right? So that'd be the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ma'aseh, so we were samech on the Mekilim on this point. So that creates all of those that potential that you sort of had to.
But that still doesn't come on to Masakin Mana for the cases of the bags, if how you hold on that though.
If you'd be making it into a usable bag, right? That was what I said, when you open, you can't open it in such a way that you're making some type of kareem or melpiachov. It's virtually yasazinuk we had before in Shinya Dalit.
Right.
Right. So you can't do it in the way which is positive, right? Because then that's his own problem. Masakamon who? The first time around when you open this thing up, that's a problem of your mamash finishing off the process. When they would make the bag, they would leave. Either it's a tip shot over there in the Gemara. Either pshat is that they would actually not even cut out that hole. And the last step after they finished making the whole beggar, they would cut out the hole for the head. So that's clearly Messiah. That's clearly like the Makapatish, you're finishing off the beggar. Or actually, when they would make it, they would open the hole, but they would seal it again, you know, for their working. But since that was all part of the process of making it, that's not called you finished a beggar yet. So you remove that. So then that's a nice contrast. We're saying, at the end of the day, it's almost the exact same case. The worker is going to put this thing in the middle over there. The kaivis does it, and the tailor does it. The tailor does it, it's considered tikkun mana to take it out, and the kaivis, it's mutter. And that was the more was contrasting those two cases. And the more says this case is chayiv. Not only is it usur, it is actually chayiv.
You would think there'd be a gezeira here because, again, we're talking about something that seems like it's the same exact thing.
So, according to Rashi, learns that it was a totally. Rashi learns that it was mamash making a brand new hole. There's no gezeira between the two.
That wasn't there at all. Bukla,
right.
It was just,
so that's clearly a different case than the case of the kibbutz. According to Ritva's pshat, that it was, which he doesn't like Rashi's pshat because I don't think what's the chiddush of that. That's obvious. Was the case was that they would put this thing in the middle. I hear, I guess, because Zal felt there was a need to matter. I'm not sure. Okay, but then it came on the Ramah. The Ramah said, what about a case where you gave it back to the Uman and he tied it up? There was a case where there you would say it's us, as opposed to a koves. Sherbetavi tied up well. Ashen yochel atira elim ken yachter v'chutim yonatkim. You're not going to be able to just untie them. You're going to have to pull, either cut them or pull them out. That's what we considered. It is tied to the point where you can untie it, so let's not call it, it was sealed again. This is considered sealed. Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah. Who was every yam shal Shlomo Kosa? The Ksonis, Kutonis, Shanis Kashru, Hamashichais, La Yochala Hatir. So you had these drawstrings, and they got knotted up. You're not able to untie them. So Shari, the Kliyam, the Natskin, you got to pull them out. I'm sure it's Mashiach or something along those lines. There are straps which held it in place. So you're allowed to pull them apart, pull them out. Obviously, your point wasn't to make it that it should be considered, you know, any given moment you're going to put the bag on, so you're planning to use it. Because they're going to overextend that head. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming, of course, that anybody can read the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't have a dilemma more. But only when the Uman ties it up, it's a problem. If it's not the Uman tying it up, the fact that it's tied by somebody else is not going to be a problem. You can't cross it long enough. Rum. But Tom, Efshar, maybe the reason why that difference is true is because the Kishore Ha'uman, B'Shas Malacha, יש זה בשם מאכל קדש, כשחוית חוי מנת כך וכך, כבר מלוכה. That's still part of the process of working with the beged. אבל שער קשירה שנקשו שהוא אחר שכבר נגמר הבגד, אין שער בזה בשם מאכל קדש, כשמנת כך וכך. אז נקזר מאכל קדש, that's called use, part of the usage of the beged. Okay, now, we made a rogo lehatzer, a kesher shal kesher shal kesher shal kesher shal Comes and says, let's say the nature is that you would tie these things on when you put them on, and you know, then untie them and take them off, and then tie them up, and that's how you stored it away. Okay? And you would put it on again the next Shabbos. So you put on Erev Shabbos, no problem. But the person forgot to put it on his whatever. However, I didn't put on my son, it was like a shirt. So I guess they have like the tie the sleeves, whatever it is. You probably have seen some of the chassidim that got big shirts are like that. You know, some of them they don't have this because that was like Goyer Shazach, and all the collars, and they don't have the cuffs of the sleeves. It's all Goyer Shazach. They have like this, like it's a loose sleeve, and it's the ties at the end of the string. Some of the really short ones. So if the guy forgot to do that before Shabbos, well, he tied it up last once to Shabbos, but the had to leave it there till the Shabbos. You got a problem. It's made to stay for 24 hours for sure. It's almost 7 days, but 24 hours. So he says, also not the commandment also the hatter. So not only is it usher to untie it. He says, also, we're going to ask in this case to take it to the Natik to pull it out. Kamakam is a very important shita now. Im darkai lasis aniva, ubaloi kavana niksha. If you wanted to make it a bow, that's what he usually does, is he makes a bow. And he didn't intend that it should be a knot. Dinoi kikesher sha'osi lahatu b'choyim. That we deal with as if it's a knot which is made to untie that day, because you had no intent to have a knot there. So the same, the logic, a knot which is made to untie within 24 hours is not called a knot, because that's not considered a kesher at all of any element of kayam. So a knot was made not to be a knot, because I didn't want it to be a knot. So if I go to tie my shoes Shabbos morning, by mistake I end up, you know, that a little bit clumsy, I end up, instead of having a bow, I end up with a double knot. So I wanted to lie down Shabbat afternoon. Well, I can't undo a double knot, right? Even though it's not shalkayam according to the way it came out, because it's kesher uman, double knot is kesher uman. You want to take off, you want to untie it, because you had no intent to make it.
Untie.
You want to untie it. Oisin shetervin or sarash nigmar malachta. They would.
But if you did intend to do it.
To make it into a knot?
You did a double knot. I mean...
Intentionally.
Yeah.
That's not smart.
Then you can't untie it.
Well, you can't tie it. That's how you don't do that.
It's a muck. I'm sorry if you want to go to sleep with your shoes on, if you can't take them off.
Just slide them off.
All right, well, that's...
All right, so... in the case we have a Maisa Uman, Kesher Uman...
Meaning the double knot, which is what we defined ultimately.
So what are you going to say? We're here in a case where Mokum Sarah ain't lochish mutal hatiroi and el osir banam zemkin kasele gozru. Right, so that would be the heter if you tell me he's the Mokum Sarah, so maybe we can get a heter. How much Sarah is called Sarah. Okay.
And we also
depends how tired you are.
Oh, and we'd also say that work that you need, that we wouldn't say that that's not it's not work that you don't need. Like that Rambam would say, you're fighting for.
Right.
No, because the malacha is that you want to, it's not that you want to take your shoes off and in order to.
Right, no, that. Yeah, right, yeah, right, correct.
Okay.
This is like he says the kesher which the or the tefir which the umim do shetervin asayach and nigmar malachtoi, they when they were making it, they were processing it, they would sew it together. So it's also lenatek elachtoi. he says, based on that, you can't be in the Menatek Lassus, the shoes. So it went to them, but the Malach is Kareyo. So Kareyo is only Chayiv if it's Amanas the Sake. Now, I'm not sure why he has to tell me that, because even if it's not Amanas the Sake, it's also the Rabbanon.
Right. Well, because before it never states anything about it being Rabbanon if you do Korea.
Right.
I don't know why I wouldn't say that earlier. Well, now he's coming to say it, see.
I mean, I'm not sure why. I mean, what he's saying is important because if it's amanas tesaken, it's not only is it also it's chayiv.
Right.
But the reason why it's also is not because it's amanas tesaken. There was the Bir Lacha is going to discuss later on in Shin Mem. We're going to discuss in Shin Mem. The mission says kriya amanas litfor. Kareh is normally, it's a mekalkal. It says, well, it's only chayiv, it's amanas litfor, therefore it's not a mekalkal, it's a mesakel. A, is it lafka amanas litfor, or is it amanas lesakel? So he says, it's amanas lesakel. Now, the next question is, where does the tikkun have to take place? Or as the Bir Lacha will discuss, okay, so I'm tearing open the envelope to get the contents. So that's a tikkun, right? It's not a kilkul. I need the contents of the envelope. I need whatever's inside, the letter which is inside. But the envelope is destroyed, so it's a kilkul in the envelope to do a tikkun in for something else.
What's the tikkun? What are we saying the tikkun is there?
I got my letter inside.
But the purpose of the envelope is to hold it in there to mail it to him.
Okay. No. I got a letter.
Right.
Somebody sent me a letter, right?
Right, yeah.
So now I rip open the envelope. Right? So that's a tikkun, because now I can get them. Without me opening up, I can't get what's inside. So I accomplish something beneficial.
Do we say that same thing about if you have an aluminum-covered plate or something, you tear off the aluminum and then you made a tikkun to eat the food? It's on the plate.
So the Bir Lacha says that's not... In other words, should we call them a chalukah to Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon?
So why don't we come on to that even when we're talking about... say a bag of chips. All right, fine. We won't get into whether or not you can open it regularly or kilkul. Even Derek Kilkul, we never brought up the discussion of that.
Right,
that's a tikkun.
Right, so the Bir Lacha comes. That's a Bir Lacha in Shemem. That's, he says it's not considered a tikkun because it's in a davarach. He said that's machlokes in the Gemara. That's how he passes. But he said, but to be a tikkun in the item itself, for example, an aerogram. You remember aerograms? Have you heard of an aerogram?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. An aerogram was basically a letter which you'd write the paper, you would fold the paper over to self seal it, and you would set, it was its self envelope.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Okay, right.
So that would be that opening up would be also. Because there the tikkun is by opening up I can now read the letter, and that's a tikkun in the item itself.
Okay, fine. That makes more sense though.
So he says that's why you have to be careful. If you open it up in such a way that I can reuse the bag, so then I obviously don't have a problem. But he says so when he takes apart the shoes which are attached, see, so here the kriya is between the two shoes and the tikkun is in the two shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's instead of a kriya manasa sake.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kol kesher shu also this man will this midas. Filu kesher omitz. Even though it's a strong knot, it was made the chachil only for a period of time. Yishal kol yadei in Yehudi lichur lahati mulitzar charbe the habishus hashus. So since it's going to be time bound, so it's not going to be derisive. It's not kashal kayama. You have a specific time amount. So, Mir Lenochri on time limited knot is only Drabonon. is shoes to shoes, and therefore the makom tsar or harbi, tsar harbi, you will deal with like a makom hefsid or makom tsar, those type of things. You're going to be mad. I don't know why he put that here. Really, we expect him to tell you that back before it's Sefalov. Right? Mm. It goes to the basic point. So, like, upon him, that is how we deal. Okay. So, the Shulchan Aruch Dalet. So, I want to put my bucket down into the well and take the water out, but I need a rope, attach the rope. The problem is, why am I worried that I'm going to tie the rope onto the bucket and you make a knot? Well, am I worried about that knot might become permanent? So the Shulchan Aruch cushion to leave a meshicha or ba'avnet. You're allowed to tie the bucket with a meshicha or with an avnet. Now, these are items that you do not normally use. For the economy to leave on the bucket, and avnet is a belt, and a meshicha was some type of it wasn't like a regular rope. It wasn't even a rope. It was I don't know exactly what it looked like, meshicha. But the point was, these were things which were not made to leave on. You wouldn't leave on the bucket. You wouldn't use them for buckets. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that let's say there's something which is a rope, even if it's an expensive fancy rope, which you wouldn't normally either. But once it's a rope. We said all ropes are awesome. Made exer. So something which looks like a rope, and suppose this mashiach was something like a type of a strap or something like that. So, which is different with the yaitza boy. Avolav bechevel. You can't use a rope. Now, but v'hani mili b'deliyim hakuyim b'bor. This concern that you might leave it there and then it'll become a kesher shel kiyama is only the bucket which you normally leave in the well. So. And for whatever reason it tore, and I need to retie it, or I need to replace the thing. So I understand. You know what? You might leave it there. It's a problem. But if it's my own private bucket, which I, you know, it's a public well, it's my private bucket, I'm not leaving it there. So what's the nafkamina? What I tie it with to put it down in there? I'm not going to leave it there. I would leave shalonu shenu kavuyim bebor enu kesher shakuyama. Obviously, there's no concern of kesher shakuyama, and you're allowed to use whatever you want.
Permanently?
No, because that would mean you don't leave it on the bucket. The concern there is you're going to leave the bucket to draw it out of the well. You're going to leave it there in the well.
If you would leave it on the bucket, the fear is that...
If you leave that rope tied to the bucket all the time, that one end, that end will be a problem.
Right.
Mr. Rissakam Chavov. Deli. Sibs Ari Kishakosha Deli Laber. Shiyah Lisha Bermai. You can put it there to draw water out of the well. Or you can have a situation where it tore and you're leaving the piece of rope there, you're attaching it onto that. The Meshicha Avnet Mutta Ubechevel Osir. If you do Meshicha Avnet, it's Mutter, Chevel is Osir. Im Loi Baniva Kidla Kama. We'll say that now the Isser is only if you tie it, but if you make an Aniva, you didn't make a Kesher. You do a bow, and we'll see what that is. So, okay, you're making a knot. But I'm going to take it out later on. So, that's still osir, because the normal way was to leave it there, so that your intent to take it out doesn't help. These are valuable things. You're not going to leave them there in the well. It's clearly not shakayam. Avo bechevel. Once it's a rope type of an item. Fil chevel the gardi, which is a type of a rope which is used by the tailors. The hukasha, which is valuable. Gam ken osir, because we know otu chevel the alma, then a chasha bedarka levat l'sham. So we made a gzeira, chevel the gardi, because you might do a regular chevel. Bahavi shakayama, and it's a shakayama, which is means you're dealing with the potential. It's shaykh gzeira because you're dealing with the potential of the rice. So the shaykh gzeira. I don't know exactly what a chevel derati looks like. Shenem kavuyim, but nowadays, which are our buckets, which are not rasulamish, but also lasso lethal, said limisham, you're going to take the dli out, and therefore it's going to be mutter.
Best jam in the world.
Okay. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch. aniva mutter, the lav kesher. But it comes to a bow is mutter, that's not considered a kesher. The flow of the Shulchan Aruch, because this is all that same Gemara. The Gemara discusses, do you make a gzeira from a chevel, one chevel to the other? And the Gemara discusses, do you make a gzeira aniva atu kesher? It's the same Gemara that discusses both. So the Shulchan Aruch put the two together. I'll tell you further. This bow is mutter. Afilo im osa kesher echad lamata noigin boy het. Even if you made first one kesher, which means you what we do is how we make a bow. You tie the two ends together once. You make a bow on top, as opposed to just straight into a bow. Which I have never the see is exactly how you make a bow without doing a kesher underneath. I don't understand. Apparently there was such a possibility of doing it, and they discussed it. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot. That's not the Morsa Zaniva, is not kesher. So I don't care how long you want to leave it there for let them void, it's mutter. It's not Neva's not a kesher. Okay. So Lachara, we're being noig heter, aniva al gabi kesher. Also should be, I don't care how long you want to leave it there for. Comes Mishnah Berurah and says no. Noigan be heter. Because look right. Hodan noigan heter be kesher echo the mata. Hainu dafka kesher osi lahate by bayon. Why? Because, in other words, we're dealing it potentially with a din of a kesher, so you need enish shakayama. But so what's the call of neva then? Because we deal with neva like it's not a ma'isa uman. Neva is not considered a ma'isa uman. So we said before, a double knot is considered a ma'isa uman. So according to the Rambam, even though you plan to untie it that day, it's the loss. Because ma'isa uman is also even though you plan to untie it that day. Kesher of an uman. So a neva, I can guarantee you, is not a ma'isa uman. So I don't have to worry about the Rama Mashita. But I still have to worry about the Kesher Shakayama issue, and therefore you need the Mata Babaya. Mishum da Ayyre Aniva al Gabi Kesher Adayin Eno Nikr Maisa Uman. Awali Mehu la Kayama al Ezez Man, if you plan to leave it there for some time, Gan Balula ba Kayotzebai. Also, Allah says Kesher Lamata, you can't do Aniva al Gabi Kesher. Alaniva Bilvan. All you can do is just straight aniva, and that's it. But Rosh Hashanah stay aniva zeh al gav zeh mechen yesh linoik. If you don't make a kesher lamata, you can make a bow on top of a bow, and that's okay. I never tried how to do it physically, how it works, but I guess apparently it's able to work.
So these bows that we're talking about here, are they the same bows that we have today? Forget the not.
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm trying to understand what the difference is between a bow and a knot, exactly.
What we have nowadays usually is a nival gabi kesher.
Yeah. Okay.
You tie it once together, and then you put a bow on top.
Right.
We don't go straight into a bow.
Because there's nothing to hold it there.
So, right.
So, in here is there? So your the question is.
I Metzias, I don't understand exactly how it works. Okay. You know, the physical Metzias, I don't understand how it works. I never sat in practice to try and do it. Probably should do that once at some point in my life. See if I can figure this thing out.
So what it's saying here is you could have one knot and then have several bows, whatever, and that would not be considered Maisa Uman there, because the Aniva itself is not a Maisa.
Well, the last thing that he said, Kesha Aniva Gabi Aniva.
Yeah, he said that.
No, that was the case of Aniva below Kesher.
Aniva below Kesher. Oh, okay.
I just took two Anivas, one on top of the other. That's not a problem.
But if you had a knot and then a bow on top of it, and then.
Then you have to have a 24 hour. Then you're limited.
But you're not getting into we're concerned about Maisa Uman there.
Right, it's not a Maisa Uman. The only issue is Kesha Kayam.
Okay.
Okay, so the and one thing also, but the flip side of this, by the way, is that just one kesher is not considered anything either. Right? So you know, just tying it, I don't care how you want to leave, long you plan to leave it there for, but it's not going to last anyway. But the kiddush over here also in Aniva is that even though you're making it. the din of the Gemara that a neva is not considered a kesher, however you get the metzius, even though it's planned to last forever, it's not considered a kesher. You know, we're grappling with, you know, the metzius, but okay. One issue which he brings over here is making a tying your tie on Shabbos. In other words, it's not your regular knot in the sense of, you know, we picture a knot, you take the things, it's not a double knot, right? It's whatever we see is of how you make a tie, right? It's how do you deal with that? In other words, so your issues are shakayama, right? So I'll do it for less than 24 hours. If the person makes it Shabbos morning, he'll take it out. If he plans to leave, just pull the tie up, push the Shabbos and put it down, so you have a shakayama issue. If he plans on tie it, so you don't have a shakayama issue. Question is it considered a ma'aseh uman? Shlomo Zalman said, the Shmuel Shabbos quote said, you know, if the tie, when you pull out one end, the other part just falls out, that's considered just like that. That doesn't have a din of a kasher. However,
it's like a bow.
It's like a bow. But the one when you pull out the other end, the other part stays. So then it's that is.
So according to that opinion, then we don't have a problem with shel kayama either. Then.
No, I'm sorry. He considered it. I want to correct myself. He considers it like an aniba gabi kasher. That's mutter to undo it.
Uh-huh,
you need you have to do a problem shel kayama. Okay. But it's considered a nival gabi kesher, and therefore you have a problem of shakayam. You have the 24-hour issue. Okay, where are we holding over here?
We are on, I think, Vav.
Vav. Okay, what time is it? Let's hold it here.
Okay.